Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is episode number 44. Thanks for staying with me. I know I did take a week off. I'll tell you one thing. We all have to take the time to enjoy the summer. It's so much fun to walk in the summer and to see people's gardens and what they have done and what they've put in their flower pots. One of the things I did when I was away was I went to the Hershey Gardens in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which were beautiful. And three things that really stick out were the beautiful butterflies, the beautiful roses, and the beautiful gift shop. Wait, what? Gift shop? Oh my gosh, adorable. Just really cute things. And of course, if you go to the Hershey Museum or you go to Chocolate World or even in the Hershey Hotel, the gift shops there are fantastic. So always fun to look anyways, right? Today we're going to talk about flowers, and we're going to talk about how flowers make us feel so good. And I so admire my friend and neighbor Beth and how much joy she gets out of gardening and how she gave me that joy, and she's helping me fix up my garden. I am here with my good friend and my neighbor Beth. And Beth is an expert gardener, and she always laughs at me and says, I am not an expert, but she certainly is. She knows more than me, and she's an expert gardener, and it's that time in the summer that we are going to examine what are good flowers to plant, what are our favorites. First of all, hello, and welcome to Sincerely Trish, Beth.
Hello. Thank you, Trish. I am honored to be here.
We're just sitting in my family room on the couch together. Beth, let's start out with, by the way, Beth and I are having so much fun trying to figure out what this plant is that I'm growing. We're all bound to determine that it must be a weed, but it's the fun of summer. And we're having a dry summer, but we want to talk a little bit about what are some of your favorite flowers.
Okay, well, my, I guess, favorite flowers that are perennials that really, really work well in my garden and probably most other people's gardens are, actually, I have more than three. I'll tell you my three favorite perennials.
Okay.
Clematis, primrose, in the spring. And those are all different colors and shapes, and they're one of the first flowers to come up. Going back to the clematis, I have about five different ones.
Oh.
And they bloom sort of at all different times, and they're so easy. Both of those are so easy. And astilbe, which I have pale pink ones. I started off with one astilbe and divided it up over the last few years, and I probably have 10 different astilbes in the backyard. Facing, what is that, north or south? South.
They are
south, east,
graceful.
West.
They're graceful.
They're graceful. They're gorgeous. They work in every part of my garden. And they bloom every year, and I divide them up more, and they keep multiplying.
One of the things I love about the clematis is the different colors.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. When I see that vibrant purple,
mm-hmm.
What's your favorite color of the clematis?
I don't know. I have a lot of different versions of pink, but I do have a big, big purple one in the back.
I know. They are beautiful. I love
beautiful.
When people put them around an arch.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and you have to definitely direct them or they will go wild. You have to kind of put them where you want them to go or they'll fall back on themselves. You need a fence or you need something of that sort to prop it up and direct them or they'll look crazy. But those are my three favorite
perennials. Okay.
Ever. Some easy perennials. Again, if you want a garden that is low maintenance.
Yes.
Astilbe, again, I have no issues with my astilbe. They go anywhere. They bloom every year. They're super easy. Black-eyed Susans.
Yes.
Somewhat invasive, but you can't kill them.
Yes.
They're all over, mm-hmm. easy to transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cone flowers, also known as echinacea. And
they come love those.
Yes, pink, white, dark pink. I think you can get versions that are annuals, too, that are really pretty, but they don't
And those
come back.
Are the no-fail perennials.
No-fail perennials that work, you know, that are throughout my entire garden. I just keep dividing and repeating them. And that leads us to our tips, which I didn't actually think about that tip, but now it's I have to say that now.
Three gardening tips, folks.
Three gardening tips. Plant perennials. Stop with the annuals. You can put annuals into different, you know, pockets that need color and in pots, yeah. But the perennials, for the most part, are so easy. You can divide them all up every year, so they're not expensive because you don't have to buy brand new flowers for your garden every year.
And you're so nice about it. You'll be like, hey, I'm dividing up my black-eyed Susans. Anybody want any? I'm dividing up the hostas. So what a great way to help the world with your neighbors.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure,
I love it.
I try.
Yes.
But so that's a tip. If you plant perennials in the long run, they're easy and they're inexpensive.
So great, yeah.
Because gardening can be very expensive.
Very expensive, yeah. That's a terrific tip.
Another tip I have is just, you know, every few years, really, you should add more soil, peat moss, soil, compost to your garden, and then lay a thick layer of mulch over it.
Mm.
Because it really suppresses the weeds. And over time, I usually clear off the mulch every year, just a little, you know, I'm not perfect with it, but I clear it off every year and put some new stuff down. But it really helps suppress the weeds and hold in moisture. I don't like the orange mulch.
No.
That's my opinion there. I think that it doesn't showcase the flowers.
No, we like the darker.
Dark black, deep brown, for sure.
The cocoa.
Yeah. And you can't just walk away from your garden. Once you put it all in there.
You're hitting home now. You're hitting home. Yes, you need to. You know what? It's just like life. You get out what you put in.
Yes.
If you want a nice garden, you got to tend to it.
You have to tend to it. You have to weed. You have to prune all the dead stuff off. You have to spend a little bit every day, I would say, or maybe every other day.
That's why I have you, Beth. That's so true. You know what? Otherwise, it's too overwhelming.
It does get overwhelming.
Yes. Well, those are good tips. Now, do you have three favorite annuals?
Three favorite annuals? I have petunias. I always plant petunias.
Oh, yeah. They're great. And they come in varieties now. Littler ones and bigger ones and flowing ones.
And trailing ones.
I love those.
All different colors. And even the ones they have the different colors on the ends now, like they're double colors. Like
beautiful.
Gorgeous. I love petunias for pots. Mm-hmm. I don't usually put annuals in my beds. But snapdragons.
Always look cute and get the right colors in a bouquet.
Yes. And, you know, snapdragons came to my attention years ago. Doug and I were in Ireland, and we went to visit Limerick. It was right after the Angela's Ashes books. I needed to get to Limerick. But there was a street in Limerick that had this gorgeous median, and it was only filled with snapdragons, and they were like 2 feet tall, and they were amazing. I should try and find a picture for you. But
you know what? Just the impact of having one variety and a lot of them, mm-hmm. that's the same way I feel when I see a garden full of zinnia.
Yes.
You know, you're just like, wow, look at those great colors. So
exactly.
Wow. So you have the impact of the many snapdragons.
Yes. And I guess the last one would be geraniums, which I never used to like at all. My mother used to plant them when we were growing up. And as I got into gardening and she continued to plant them, I would say those were the flower of the suburban gardener because I grew up in the suburbs.
Oh.
And because she would buy red ones and she'd put one here and one there and one there, very sparse. And I just thought that's not like a beautiful use of them. And I just never liked them. And then
You gained respect for
over
them.
Time. Yeah, I realized how hardy they
came
were.
Back.
But I don't.
Yes,
I don't
and
just
they're
put
classic to me.
They're classic. They, they're and they classic. Can grow tall again. Lots of different purples and pinks and. I don't put one here and one there. You know, I try to put them all
again,
together.
Again, the impact.
Yeah, lots of them shoved together in a pot. Or if I do put them in a bed, it's not just one. There's going to be five in one, you know, one batch.
Do you ever walk on Elmwood and see the one store where they do all that, the light pink geraniums
yes.
in the big pots?
Yes.
That just, to me, is so beautiful. I think
it
there's
so
four
beautiful.
Or five big pots.
Yes.
And they have the geraniums in there. Maybe I'll try to get a picture up of that. Well, I had a lot of luck this year with the red dragonfly begonia.
Oh,
with
yeah,
the
yeah.
white.
I bought those this year, too.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of luck yes. with that. And there's certain things I always like to do. I always like coleus, you know,
mm-hmm.
the different shades of that. But,
it's funny because some people are known for a specific kind of flower, and I think of you with coleus because you.
I'm a coleus girl.
Yep.
But I want to thank you. Beth, because I know that you are making this world a better place by your love of flowers, and it is very contagious on the street, and you are helping people, and you can see how your flowers, you spread them, you give them to people, and I think are how our street looks beautiful. I know
yeah.
you love to see the garden walk.
Yes.
And you're a big proponent in keeping it up, and how important landscaping is, I think, reflects how we're doing. You know, when we care enough to fix our yards up, and even if you are too busy just to have a couple of pots.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you. And again, so many people have commented on how nice it is that you'll come over and help weed and water. You know, it's a great way to be.
I like it. I have fun. I love being outside and I love being around the flowers.
Aw. Thanks for being with us today, Beth.
Thank you.
Have you ever noticed that when certain people reach a high level of success, they realize that what's very important to them is to leave a lasting legacy on this earth by making it more beautiful. I can think of the Maria Shelby Gardens in Sarasota. I can think of Maymont in Richmond, Virginia, two places that Natalie loved to visit. I can think of the Milton Hershey Garden. And all this beauty that was left for all of us to enjoy. It's such a beautiful thing to leave this earth a little more beautiful. And it is so beautiful to try to be our best and to make everything around us just a little bit more beautiful. Thank you for sharing your tips today, Beth. And thank you for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Be sure to check out future episodes on her blog, poodlewalker.com. And let's remember to live so that your life is a gift to others. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.